vaccine for toddlers. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. Pfizer is asking the FDA for emergency use authorization for extra low doses of its COVID vaccine for kids under five.
Possibly before the end of this month, the FDA would start out by authorizing two doses of the Pfizer shot for this age group, with the potential to expand to a third dose or booster shot after Pfizer releases additional data in March. The Pfizer vaccine currently has full authorization for use in people 16 and older, with an emergency use authorization for children as young as five.
Fox's Jonathan Sarri in Atlanta. Pfizer shots containing just one-tenth of the adult dose could be given to children as young as 6 months. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer has announced he's tested positive for COVID. In a statement, he said he has mild symptoms. Orlando police say made threats against UCLA is in custody after a standoff with police in Boulder, Colorado. Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold says they were tipped off to Matthew Christopher Harris by UCLA police after they got a concerning email, which they say included threats to Boulder schools.
The investigation also revealed that the male had attempted to buy an unknown handgun at a store located in Jefferson County on November 2nd. He was denied this purchase.
Harris is being held in Colorado on state charges. Former NFL coach Brian Flores suing the Miami Dolphins, the New York Giants, the Denver Broncos, and the NFL, claiming racial discrimination.
Flores was fired last month after 3 seasons as head coach of the Dolphins, claiming in this suit that owner Stephen Ross offered him $100,000 for each loss in 2019. Flores then pointing to the Giants and Broncos for skirting the Rooney Rule, promoting the interviewing of minority candidates for top-tier positions, bringing him in for interviews, though already having hired new head coaches, noting in particular that New England Patriots head coach Bill Belichick had texted him congratulations, thinking he was the new Giants head coach, Brian Daboll.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. The NFL and the Broncos and Dolphins denied the allegations. America's listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Much of the country gearing up for another winter storm, which is expected to bring heavy snow to the Rockies and freezing rain to Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott is warning of possible power outages.
It could be either ice on power lines that would cause a power line to go down, or it could be ice on trees that causes a tree to fall and on power lines and cause the power line to go down.
Just over a year ago, a rare winter storm in Texas killed over 200 people and left millions without power for days. The storm is expected to move into the Midwest tomorrow and Thursday, and forecasters say as much as 14 inches of snow could fall in parts of Michigan. Tesla recalls nearly 54,000 vehicles that allow rolling stops at stop signs.
U.S. safety regulators say that Tesla will disable its full self-driving software and update Tesla's rolling stop feature that allows vehicles to go through intersections with always stop signs at up to 5.6 miles per hour. The recall covers 2016 to 2022 Model S sedans and X SUVs, 2017 to 22 Model 3 sedans, and 2020 to 2022 Model Y SUVs. Selected drivers are beta testing the full self-driving software on public roads. The company says the cars cannot drive themselves and drivers must be ready to take action at all times. There's also been no crashes or injuries reported by the feature. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
U.S. employers stepped up their search for workers in December despite the impact of the Omicron wave of COVID infections. The Labor Department says the number of posted jobs rose 1.4% on the last day of December compared with the previous month. That's far higher than pre-COVID levels, though below the record number of openings posted last summer. On Wall Street, a late buying drive sent stocks higher. The Dow gained 273, the NASDAQ plus 106, the S&P added 30 points. I'm Lee Silicera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.